Hello. I have been receiving a lot of requests for help with what's going on right now because these energies are so strong. And what it feels like is we are doing some kind of completion with our South Node, which is past history, past lives. And it feels like it's finally meeting up with the destiny points. And I know I've talked about destiny, but it feels like it's meeting up with destiny points. And we're at that shift now where we're going to feel big changes rumbling in. One of the things that I'm noticing, which is why I wanted to make this supplemental recording, is because in the first recording, if you listen to that, you know, I can have a tendency to work really high, expansive. And I wanted to bring more, I guess, a concise view to what I'm feeling taking place, because I know that if it hasn't affected you, it's going to affect some of you, because this is work that I did years ago, probably 2013, when I was working with the Bartholin cyst that I had, and it was 4 years worth of work for me, whereas it won't take you 4 years. It's gonna be either days, weeks, or a few months. But it seems like we are in the energy of betrayal again. Betrayal was coming up back then, and it was because we were going into root chakra in 2017. And that was the first glimmers of the sexual abuse in the movie industry with Harvey Weinstein. And of course, Hugh Hefner was pointed out, and I think he had passed at that time. And so here we have again betrayal coming up, but not because of anything to do with physical ascension, mostly because most of us are carrying around the unhealed program that ties us to any lifetime where we may have been a witch. And that program of the witch is as an archetype. It's an archetype, right? And you might not even feel yourself a witch, but you might be feeling the aspects of betrayal coming up for you in some way, shape, or form. And it's really tied to that. It's tied to that archetype where we were either betrayed or we betrayed ourselves, or, and circumstances took place where we left the earth plane. And in this lifetime, we're afraid to speak our truth, stand in our truth, own our truth, stand up for ourselves. And it's coming up in order that we make peace with this aspect of ourselves that is an archetype, okay? And again, for some, as I pointed this out earlier, and I wasn't, like sometimes when the codes blow open and I go into this expansive place and I'm talking about, making a video for somebody else's benefit because we could find, I mean, I've seen this happen. And don't think that maybe I haven't had the thought in the back of my head at times where I wanted to help someone address something that I knew that they were going to be taxed for in a spiritual sense, let's say, get spiritual demerits instead of, this spiritual upliftment. But, we might do things that create an opportunity for us to play these dynamics out, these archetypes out. And certainly now, this is a very profound time because of this South Node being activated yet again, so that we could really clear up any indications of the past. And the past is a very, very loose idea. It's a very loose term. It's a very loose way of looking at the energies in our life, right? Because nothing is really past. It's all present because the parallel realities are really what's creating the idea of a past anything, past life. But these other lifetimes where we have held the embodiment of a witch, and I don't care if you're a man or a woman in this community, we've all had this, we've all played this. And sometimes we've played it out to where we've been male witches, and then we came back in and we played it again as a female witch, right? And maybe in this lifetime, we're playing that witchy role. We're into herbs and we're into making spiritual tools, or we're burning sage, or we're doing house clearing and all kind of witchy stuff, right? And we wouldn't normally look at that or consider that real witchy. But if you think about it, it is. And so what's happening is that all of this is being poked in order for us to be able to shift our South Node of where we've been to our North Node of where we're headed as far as our destiny is concerned. And what was interesting for me is that I was sharing to you about how I got here, how I got to Joe's, because if you ask him, he'll tell you I turned him down like six times, right? And the universe finally bonked me in the head and said, "You cannot turn him down. You have to go there because there are certain elements that have to be played out." And so for me, the way that this is coming through is to allow myself to be free of any attachment, be free of needing things, right? The element of things. And it's also about me healing that archetype of the witch where people didn't help me. People burned me at the stake. People stoned me. People drowned me, right? Where I was betrayed by many or the one. And now suddenly I have no choice but have to come to Florida because that's the only path that was working out. And here I am standing in a place where I have all my stuff in storage except for, key elements like my bed and my clothes and some art supplies. But as I've said before, it's been the most liberating and the most freeing part of my journey yet. And I have given away things before. If you, those of you that know me when I had my office in Holbrook, after years and years and years of having an office, I gave away all of the contents because I knew there was some part of myself that was not going to be able to take those contents with me because I was just not going to be able to carry it all on my journey. And I didn't know then at that time, back in 2017, that I was going to end up here. So, in a very profound way, we are all coming to this place in the same timing. Maybe not the same way. And as always, I share my story so that you can reflect on it and maybe use it to see how your story is playing out, right? But I could get very angry at the fact that I can't have my personal belongings. Or I could say, what is it I'm meant to learn from this? Right? What is it that I am meant to learn? It was, and I know some of you are dealing with this with pets. And then I just heard another story today that was very, very sad about two sibling dogs, and one had to be put down. And that factors into this aspect of betrayal, right? And then, of course, there's one of you in the community who has a litter of kittens show up on the doorstep, and now there's a need for spay and neuter, and then possibly going to a giving them to a shelter, and that feels like betrayal. And so all of this is coming up, and it's even like when I first, when Bella first came to me, and she came in and she was like, I choose you. I need to stay. And I thought, what am I learning from this? Because I thought my time with animals was done. I'm sorry if you can hear lasagna in the background, but he does this occasionally where he sounds like he's choking, but he's not. He's kind of coughing. And so I thought kind of like, what is this to do with? And what it's been helping me with is it's been helping me to navigate this reality. In other words, Bella is a very defiant little kitty, okay? And she is, I think, going to be 4 this year. And the more I get to know her, the more I know that she has a rebel personality. I guess, she kind of takes after me, but she's a rebel at heart. And when we came here, I had met one of Joe's friends, and he was like, oh yeah, there's coyotes and bobcats. And I thought, bobcats, and that's not good, right? That's going to attack my cat, and a coyote is going to eat my cat, and all of this other stuff, right? And there's snakes and all kinds of stuff. And I could get in my head about that and could project and create a reality where there are all those things, and I'm going to experience them or see them. And Bella is not going to be the kind of cat that's going to want to stay in. And she's going to poke me, right? And want to go out. And then I have to let her out because she needs to go out, right? She needs to do her business or whatever. And I could either see that as being a bad thing and letting myself get upset over it, or I could see it as necessary that I can use that as a way to shift my consciousness so that I'm shifting away from the negative. Because, like most people, my family upbringing and programming was all negative, right? The neighbor's this, the neighbor's that. So you carry that with you, and then you think, the neighbor's this, whatever. And I have to remind myself, the neighbors don't care, right? They don't care what I'm doing. They don't care because they're a part of my reality where I get to create what the neighbors are like and who the neighbors are and what the neighbors are doing. So everything in our life is here to help us. Even something like Bella coming into my life, she's been extremely instrumental in helping me heal the idea of negative thoughts surrounding these vicious animals that might want to come onto the property and attack her. And every time I let her out at night, I just think to myself, well, she absolutely is fierce. And she knows how to handle herself, and she can figure it out, and she'll be okay, right? And so it's an opportunity for me to let go and not hold myself to feeling like I'm going to betray her if something happens to her. I'm going to betray myself if something happens to her, because I know that everything has great purpose in this life, even something that is unwanted. But because the idea of betrayal energy coming up right now to be healed so that it can catapult us to our destiny, we have to be really clear to see where betrayal can come up for us in our reality, can come up for us in our process of being us? Where do we need to clear or heal the idea of the witch archetype from our past? Where do we need to heal those wounds of being a healer? Again, right? This comes back to the wounded healer aspect. Where do I need to heal those wounds so that I'm not continuing to look for people to heal or for relationships that I need to heal, right? Or create dynamics in my own personal life that I need to heal. So it's really important. And we need to step into this placement of destiny. And I know that there are some of you out there that are feeling this betrayal energy very, very big. And I am wanting to tell you that there is a great possibility that it's not all from just this lifetime. It's not all from just this lifetime. There is a great possibility that you're feeling and needing to clear betrayal from other lifetimes, from other parallel realities. Now, what's important here is to do the inner work and sit with this and sit with the feelings and sit with what is taking place rather than projecting it outward onto somebody else, right? And that's kind of what I was talking about in the first recording that I made was we don't, if someone is being mean to us, we don't want to be mean back to them because that is a projection that they're holding. They're holding some kind of imbalance within themselves and they're projecting it outward. Whether they're projecting it consciously or unconsciously, it doesn't matter. But the worst thing would be for us to get mad at them or want to resolve the conflict for them or for ourselves because it may not be able to be resolved. It might not be something that can be resolved. It might have to be something that comes up and is just purged, is cried out. Is yelled out, maybe screaming at the top of your lungs, right? Maybe this is how the dynamic of how it's meant to be, because it is a clear projection of what is playing out internally to us. And for those of you that did not go through the aspect of betrayal and clear that for yourself, I suggest you go back to the clearing statement that I offered you a while back, right? And use that until you feel nothing to betrayal, until you feel nothing, and just keep clearing whatever words come up. Okay? Whatever words are coming up for you. So you might be clearing betrayal. But then something else might be coming up, like let's say a parent, right? Like you might feel your mother or your father when you clear betrayal. Clear the energies and the connections to your mother or your father or whoever it is that's coming up. Okay. If you are feeling another type of emotion, that's okay. Clear that too. You might be feeling some kind of an energy that is coming up that is associated with betrayal. I'm trying to think back to what it was that I had cleared back then because there were a couple of things that had come up for me with regard to betrayal. Judgment was definitely one of those things, right? Judgment from others, judgment of myself. I remember that. Another one, indentured servitude, right? Where you feel resentful because you feel indentured to someone or indebted. Now, that could be a spouse where you're cooking their dinner, doing their laundry, right? Not being enough. That was another one that I believe came up. I would do that work and really sit with that because it's really important now more than ever for us to allow for the clearing so that we can more fully step into this destiny energy that is presenting, that is wanting us to align. And the only way we can do that is when we become okay with what is coming up. And I know that sometimes it's really hard to feel these feels. It's really hard to feel the depths. If it feels like we're betraying ourselves, right? Or let's say that you found out that you had some kind of an illness. You might feel that your body is betraying you. You might feel that you betrayed yourself. It could be a personal betrayal. It doesn't have to be someone else. So really sit with it and see what is coming up because this is so powerful. It's so powerful and it's so important for us to do this work at this time because of what we are needing to clear. Even if we think we've done all the work. Even if we think there's nothing left to clear. Okay. So I'm going to trust that this is going to help in some way, shape, or form. Again, if you have any questions on this, please feel free to reach out to me. I could probably make another video on your question and it could benefit others in the group. Plasma levels, incredibly high. Incredibly high, like ridiculously high. Okay. Please be gentle with yourself, whatever it is that you're doing, and do your best to stay in the work, right? Stay out of the negative, stay out of catastrophe, stay out of disasters. If you're feeling crappy, own it. If you're feeling anxious or angry or anything, own it, just own it, because until you own it, until you make peace with how you're feeling, you're not going to heal it. You're not going to clear it, right? Until you make peace and you're like, I am going to feel this, even if I hate how I'm feeling, I'm going to feel it. I don't care. And just let yourself feel it. That's the only way to work with these energies. Okay. So I'm looking forward to connecting with everybody on the live next Wednesday on the 11th. And I think we're going to leave this right here. I love you. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Take care. Bye-bye.